A man who was convicted of killing a U.S. soldier was set free on bail yesterday by a Canadian judge. He had been serving time there after spending a decade at Guantanamo Bay. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Omar Khadr, a Canadian, was just 15 years old when he was captured by U.S. forces in Afghanistan and sent to the military prison at Guantanamo Bay. Khadr spent a decade there, where he was tried and convicted of five war crimes by a military commission. Khadr's lawyer, Dennis Edney, says the Canadian government never requested his repatriation during this time.
We left a child, a Canadian child, in Guantanamo Bay to suffer torture.
Eventually, there was a plea deal, and Khadr was transferred to a Canadian prison in 2012 to serve out an 8-year sentence. Once in Canada, Khadr appealed his conviction and last month was granted bail. The government there fought hard to reverse the bail ruling, saying Khadr represents a risk to the public and releasing him could hurt U.S.-Canadian relations. But yesterday, an appeals court judge rejected the government's arguments and told Khadr he's free to go on bail. Speaking to the CBC outside the courtroom in Edmonton, Alberta, Edney said he's argued Khadr's case from the time he was a teenager until now, a grown man of 28.
It's such an irony that I started this journey from the U.S. Supreme Court to Guantanamo, then back into the federal court system in Canada, and takes an Alberta judge to release Omar Khadr.
Khadr is required to wear an electronic monitoring device. The Canadian government says it's disappointed with the bail decision and plans to challenge the ruling. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.